And so what they do is we didn't even have the cover of the book designed at this point. So they mock up a cover of what they thought it would look like. And right across the top, it said, "Forward by Donald Trump." And they made a screensaver out of this. Every day he pops the laptop open, boom. What does he see first? Cover of the book, "Forward by Donald Trump." And that was imprinted into his mind multiple times every single day over the next month or so. Cut a long story short, three people got them to Donald Trump, and he did write the foreword. That's called the power of focus, the power of belief, visualization, all those components, all coming together and getting a big result. And I'm not telling you that story to impress you with me or my son. That's a fact. That's exactly what happened. And if you don't believe that you can own the properties that you want to own, that you can have the net worth that you want to have, you can have the lifestyle, you can make the contribution that will be significant, if you don't have that belief, it probably isn't going to happen. And I'll tell you, these Generation Y kids have got it in tons. Different generation to my generation. They just believe anything's possible. You know, 300 sweeter, I can do that. How much experience do you have? 6 months. I can do that. They believe it. Doesn't matter if you've got it all figured out how to do it. You got to see it first. And you believe it, and don't worry. The opportunities will happen. The people will show up. The doors will open. Key. Okay, we're going to go. We got a little challenge here, Don. I'm feeling a little guilty. For one thing, I know you put a lot of effort and energy into this already. I'm going to go through a couple of very quick things. I've given you a lot more on relationships than obviously we have time for, because I know you want to get to what's behind the curtain and everything else.
We can take a vote, Les.
Well, I'm being respectful, but also, let's just touch on a couple of things here. Focus on relationships. Key word is leverage. Leverage. In the business world, it is who you know a lot of the time, if not most of the time. Again, took me a long time to figure this out. I was the lone wolf, do it all myself, total renegade. Took me years to figure out that doesn't work. You need other people. If you're going to do anything significant, you need other people. We talk about building a fortress in the coaching program, surrounding yourself with brilliant people who can do the things you're not able to do or not skilled to do or shouldn't be doing in the first place. A fortress. And there is a little exercise. I'm going to encourage you to do this on your own time, because you can't do this in 2 minutes. You really got to think through it. But really the key question is, again, let's put a one-year time frame on this. Who would be the top five relationships that you need to focus on in the next 12 months that gives you the greatest leverage towards helping you achieve your real estate goals? Who would the top five people be? That's just so super important. I've got six relationships I'm working on now for the next year. Absolute key people that will guarantee we will have the best year ever in the history of our business. Just six relationships. And for me, I need to spend time every week with those people right through the year. Not every week six people, but constantly working on those six relationships. You know, who would your top five be? Have you got it figured out? What skill do they bring? What leverage do they give you? And boy, is there some talent in here. Peter and his team and a bunch of the other guys here, phenomenal talent. right on your doorstep here. But outside of that, who would you have on the team? One of the guys that got us to Trump was a fellow called James Bergendine in Phoenix, who's brilliant at branding and packaging product. I've been looking for somebody like that for years. He's on my team, one of the key relationships going forward this year. He also opened the door into Trump University. That one connection. He's got 2-for-1 deal there. And he's a great guy. It's another thing, by the way, you know, if you're going to put relationships together, why not find people that are real fun to work with, as well as being brilliant at what they do? Instead of hassling all the time and over-negotiating and all that nonsense. There are great people out there who are fun to work with, who are fair to work with, who live win-win, and it's a joy to do business with them. Now, you might have to dig through a few other people before you find those nuggets, but they're out there, and they're well worth the effort, the search. So that's a key question for you. Figure out who would your top five be, and then pour your efforts and energy into those people. They give you leverage, incredible leverage. And win-win is so important. That's a whole topic on its own. You do a lot with thank you notes. Again, I've talked a lot about thank yous, but very quickly, get into the habit of writing 3 thank you notes a week. It's that simple. Sincere, heartfelt, handwritten thank yous, 3 a week. You won't believe what happens. People will be phoning you saying, oh, can't believe the note you sent. Just simple stuff like that. Avoid those people. Avoid toxic people. The dream stealers. The people that are saying, you're going into real estate? That's the most scary thing you could ever do. Do you not know the economy's shifting and the thing's falling apart and it's saturated and it's all over? Don's giving you the story over and over again. And sometimes those people are so close to home. Isn't that the truth? And somebody said to me once, well, what if one of my really good friends is someone, maybe it's not his fault he's really negative. And I'm talking about these chronic whiners, you know? They're always moaning, groaning, and complaining about how bad everything is, and they do it day in, day out. I'm not talking about somebody who has a crisis going on that needs a little help and support to get over it. I'm talking about these chronic whiners. And this guy said to me, well, if I have a friend like that, if he starts talking negative like that, what do you expect me to do? And I said, run! Get away as far as you can from these people, because the negativity will kill you. One thing you want to be aware of when you're meeting with people is, after the interaction you have, do a quick check. What's my energy like after meeting this person? Do I feel drained, exhausted, or am I elevated, excited, and I got more energy than I started with? It's a really good quick test. And if you find you're around people that are constantly draining you and you're exhausted, cut bait, lose it, move on.